Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Now, hi Niall. I'm going to start with this. I normally don't start with the email. We normally do it second. But for reasons, I'm starting with this today because I think it's intriguing. Hi Niall. I have a bit of a dilemma. I'm dating a wonderful woman. Good start to an email, isn't it? We can both see us having an incredible life and future together and having a family. This is a great start to an email. The only issue is, I'm a cross-dresser and I haven't told her. Now, he doesn't say how long he's with this woman, but I'm assuming it's a short period of time, right? I know most people will say that I should come out with this and, you know, at the start of the relationship. However, I've done this in the past and most ex-girlfriends have run a mile. It's not something that I do frequently, but every now and again, I like to dress up. I love the clothes, the makeup, and becoming a different person. It's an amazing stress relief. I'm straight, but I love femininity. She comes from a conservative family background, and I'm worried that she'll do a runner if I come out. They're not really coming out. You just said you're straight. You're not gays. You're not coming out. You're just telling her your little secret, aren't you? Anyway, she knows I'm a little bit different because I wear men's thongs. But she does... Jane, do you know any man that wears men's thongs? That has to be the most uncomfortable thing in the world. Anyway, she knows I'm a bit different because I wear men's thongs. But she doesn't know about the real feminine side of me. Now, they say every man has a feminine side, by the way. We all have a bit of femininity, just like all women, or, you know, have a little bit of masculinity, some maybe more than others. They express that masculinity every now and again, maybe when they're having an argument with you. And men express their femininity, you know, when they're expressing themselves sometimes. Oh, I love that colour on you. You know what I mean? We kind of bring out our femininity every now and again. But he says, should I tell her and risk losing everything? Or keep it to myself and do it only when I have the time alone or when I'm away on business? Please let me know if and when you could discuss this in the air. And did you tell him and get feedback from your listeners? I love your show, but I can't always tune in due to my other commitments and work. Now, best regards. I'm not going to say his name. I'm sorry. Jane has just sent me a photograph of men's. To Jane, they look ridiculous. That's like a purse. He does have a nice bottom, in fairness to him. That looks like a purse, Jane. It's not like a tong. Anyway. So, getting back to this particular issue, right? Should she tell him? Because the last couple of girlfriends, he's told, they've done a runner. I wonder why. So he likes dressing up in women's clothes. He likes to put on a bit of makeup. It's not, according to, well, he doesn't mention it's a sexual fetish. He said it's a stress relief. And he brings out his feminine side. But he says he is all man. And he is straight. And he's not gay. You know, so should he tell her? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Mary, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. Now, it says on my screen, Mary, you're just out of hospital.
Yeah, so he timed it great.
Oh, are you okay?
You see, I wouldn't be a big bus now like you. I got a scope done without sedation.
What's that?
A camera down the throat.
Without sedation?
Oh, yeah.
Do they not spray something down your throat first to freeze it up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
Otherwise, I couldn't do that. I'd be gagging.
Yeah, you are gagging. But anyway, back to the story.
Oh, okay. Are you okay, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I'm perfect.
Good. That's good to hear.
Back to the story. He's in a relationship. He's cross-dressing. He's afraid to tell her because the other girls, love partners, ran when they heard it.
Yeah.
Now, I know for a fact, I know one guy. Well, I know several guys that are cross-dressers. And at the start, their partners did like it. And they were straight.
Yeah.
But when they used to dress up as women, they used to go to gay bars.
Oh, that's a kind of different thing altogether, is it? That's
no,
more.
Could you scratch my head, like, because I'm kind of going, up, why are you saying you're straight, but you're dressing up at women's
and hanging around in bars?
And you're hanging in gay bars.
Well, now there's an issue there then. This is not what this lad is doing.
Yes.
When I say there's an issue there, that's something more complicated he needs to discuss with his wife.
No. But they're saying that they're straight, but they feel safer dressing up as woman, taking that step, going out there. They're 100% men. Their sexual life with their partners, their wives, whatever, they are so happy with it. But they have this big secret about dressing.
And what would you do, Mary? Are you married, Mary?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I mean, I'm assuming you had a partner in the past.
I wouldn't have the patience for it. No, I'm single, I'm happy, I'm loving my life.
Oh, good. I'm delighted for you.
The best way.
Okay, so should he tell her? Yes or no?
No.
No.
He definitely should tell her.
He should.
He definitely, honestly, he has to be honest. Can you imagine he's going away on a trip and he's dressing while he's away on a trip?
Yeah.
And then he comes back and if he gets, I never hid the drawers, like, you know. And the next minute she's saying, who are you seeing? You're seeing a woman.
Oh, I see what you mean, because she finds underwear in his suitcase or something.
He finds underwear in his case or his briefcase or whatever.
Yeah,
or
the glove box of his car or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly, like, you know. And, if she's a good woman, she'll understand.
Will she understand? Do you not think, Mary, do you not think that most women, and myself and Jane were discussing this today in the office when we were talking about it, do you not think that most women, I'm not saying all, but most women are looking for a masculine man? Does that take away some of his masculinity?
But it would. It would. But look, flip the coin.
Yeah.
Women can wear trousers.
It's not the same.
Women can wear ties. Women can wear...
I do understand that, but there is a social construct around it, and also the fact that women's clothes are specifically designed for women's bodies, whereas men's clothes are quite unisex. Men don't have breasts.
The urge to wear something belong to your missus.
Have I ever had the urge?
Yes.
No! Not in a million years.
Never.
No!
Those silky licky knickers.
No.
Kind of going, I wonder what that'll feel like.
No, Mary, I've never had the urge. It wouldn't appeal to me at all.
I think you're lying to me, Niall.
I'm not lying to you, Mary.
I tell you.
Why do you think most men have had the urge to throw on an old bra or knickers?
I say they go more for the underwear, the knickers than the bra.
Right. No, well, I haven't had the urge, Mary. I'm being completely honest with you. There's nothing in that would appeal to me at all. I think she would. I think if I even thought about it, she'd think I'd lost my mind.
No, it just spices up this sexual tension.
I suppose for some people it might be about just a sexual fetish between them and a couple. You know what I mean? But that's a different situation. This is something he enjoys doing on his own, going around dressed up as a woman with makeup on him and.
And when he goes away,
God only knows.
If he does tell her, she's going to do a runner.
She is probably going to do a runner, like the last two.
She's going to leg it.
Yeah.
And she's not going to look back.
Right. So, but you are telling me he should tell her anyway.
Oh, 1,000% he should tell her.
Right. Oh, okay. Thanks for that, Mary. You can take one of you on Jane Finton. You're at Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How you doing, Finton?
Hey, how's it going?
Vinton, have you ever been tempted to try your missus's clothes on?
I didn't fall for the laugh, I didn't know. As a joke, I didn't know. I took a photograph, sent her a picture of me with makeup and a wig on, when she was in her sister's. I said, look at me, I'm a cross-dresser.
And what did she say?
She wouldn't talk to me for a week. She wouldn't. and then I did it again. I went when I put a blonde wig on my head and I mimed the song, Let It Go, for the laugh, and put it all over YouTube just for the laugh. And
right, but that's like people doing it for Halloween. Yeah. That's a bit of fun.
No, this wasn't Halloween. I did it for the laugh, and my sister-in-law says, "Oh my God!" And here, bursting out laughing.
And Vinton, are you a good-looking woman?
What?
Are you a good-looking woman?
I tend to get people nightmares.
Okay, getting back to this lad, he's had this little secret for obviously a while.
I know, I was listening there, was it? I'm going to tell you something, but the thought in them tongues, man, smuggle grapes. Thanks, Jesus. Strangle the sausage.
It's daytime radio. Don't go too far, Finton, all right?
I wouldn't like someone with those things stuck on my backside. Jesus, why doesn't wipe his backside? Oh, Jesus, I tell you, won't be, the colour be brown.
Fintan, stay time radio. You've gone too far now. Okay, so getting back to this fella. Should he tell his new girlfriend?
Well, I'll be honest with you. My wife, I was talking to the wife downstairs, and we keep no secrets. We were married 16 years, and to be honest with you, I couldn't be happier. But anyway, she has a best friend who is gay. And she accepts him for that. I have friends with him. He is.
But this has nothing to do with being gay. Gay people don't dress up as women.
But this fella, what he's doing is, it sounds to me, he is either mixed up in the head. He doesn't know whether to be gay or not. That's what sounds
like. But hang on. Just because someone likes dressing up as a woman doesn't necessarily mean they're gay, and vice versa, by the way.
No, I'm not saying he's gay.
He's confused?
Yeah, I'm just saying he could be confused. He could be confused.
I don't get that impression from him. Email. He says he does it for stress release.
Well, you know, stress relief. Yeah. I don't know about that now.
Yeah, I've been stressed myself in the past, and I've never decided to put a bra and makeup on me, but however.
I certainly would not do that, no way.
Okay, look, obviously he's been doing it for years, and he does it every now and again. Do you think he should tell her?
Well, I understand where he's coming from, I do now. But honestly, if he wants to be with the woman, he's going to have to, at the end of the day, she's going to make him choose. She is going to make him pick her or his cross-dressing. That's just what's going to happen. But I'd be honest with you, I think he should be honest about it. If he really
just be honest and tell her.
He should, but don't drop the bomb on her, like saying, I do this.
Yeah, don't just arrive into the room dressed in it.
Lower her down gently into it. Don't just drop the bomb on her. Bring it over and just gently. Because one of these days, she probably went to the room and said, who owns these? And he's like, oh, shit.
Okay, stay there. I want to go to Caroline as well. Caroline, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Caroline?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
I'm good, Caroline. I'm a bit confused by this topic. So there's no suggestion that it's a sexual fetish. There's no suggestion that he's gay or transgender or anything like that. It gets a kick out of exposing his femininity to himself, I suppose.
It might even be a little more than that. He may get a kick out of the buzz of, what would happen if I get caught?
Oh, like people who kind of do out in the open in the public and stuff like that. It's the kick. It's the kick of being caught. Yeah.
Yeah, and that could be where it's coming from. Maybe not. I don't know. But I guess should he tell her? It depends on how long they're into the relationship. Number one, and if it is something that he wants to be permanent in his life.
Well, he says here, I'm dating a wonderful woman. I get the impression it's not too long. We both see an incredible future together and life together and having a family. So maybe it's a good few months. But he said the last two girlfriends he told ran, did a runner when he told them. So he's worried if he tells her, she'll be gone.
Okay, well then it sounds like it's on his mind, and anything that festers with you like that only gets worse. It doesn't get better because you ignore it, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if it's, you know, in a couple of months' time, if he feels that it really is getting serious, he needs to have the heart-to-heart, and he doesn't have to do it in front of her. He just says, I guess this is something that I do. I want you to be aware of it. I don't want you, you don't need to take part in it or anything like that. But
unless you want to, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And,
some women might get a kick out of taking part in that with him.
They might.
I don't know those women, but I'm just saying. because I remember
apparently, so you wouldn't have met any.
Well, the previous female staff I've had here in my producers and what have you, and I asked them the same question in relation to this. And as far as they were concerned, most women are looking for a masculine man, and to them, that's somehow emasculating.
Yeah, and you know, absolutely, and I get that totally, and I would be like that myself. But then you've got to ask yourself the question, if you really do love somebody and this is part of them, is the love enough to carry you over that? That, you know, if you don't have to see it, then you're not, you know, that, you know, well, maybe she won't run.
Yeah, my current producer, Jane, by the way.
Into the picture.
Yeah, she's a wonderful human being. But in saying that, she said she thinks it's no big deal and people need to get a life. She said, this is what I'm dealing with. You know what I mean?
Well, you see, look at her.
She's out there. She's out there breaking her you-know-what laughing.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say, I did break my heart laughing, sitting here on my own, listening to the tongue thing, but anyway.
I can't imagine myself, but she sent me a picture there, that I can't imagine myself in a thong. But in relation to, I suppose, what a woman wants, are you married in a relationship, Caroline? Remind me again.
No, I'm happily divorced.
No, I know you're divorced, but are you back married or in a relationship again?
No, okay. Not at the moment.
All right, okay. But when you're looking, you know, when you're dating or you're looking for a man, are you looking for a man's man, you know, chopping wood out the back garden, bare topped?
not quite that, you know, but yes, of course you want somebody who you feel is masculine. Yes, I'm feminine and I'm attracted to the male species. But I have to say, you know, you've got to give the woman a bit of credit too, in the sense that I'll go back to, and maybe it's naive, but if she really does love him enough and their relationship,
she can get through it.
Yeah, and it won't make any difference to her.
Okay, well, hang on, because Karen, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Karen?
Oh, I'm cracking up. I am cracking up.
Why?
I can't keep a straight face.
Why?
I'm just imagining him. Darling, there's a light bulb gone in the sitting room. Would you change it? And instead of getting a ladder, he tiptoes along in his high heels.
Well, that's what he enjoys, seemingly. Maybe, now, he wouldn't do it under those circumstances, I imagine. But probably does it on his own.
Not tapping the logs out the back in it, so, you know, it wouldn't be so bad.
In your new dress you've just bought for a wedding.
Well, I'd be putting a lock on my wardrobe.
There'll be a competition for deals in pennies. So, no, Karen, Karen, you're a happily married woman. You're a very stereotypical type family, right?
Yeah.
You know, stay at home mum, kids, husband, right, who's a provider. So, a very stereotypical family. So, hubby comes home tonight and says, Karen, we need to sit down and have a word. Let's do a little bit of acting here, Karen, all right?
Okay.
What's his name again?
Ronan,
okay. So, I'm Ronan, okay?
Okay.
Karen, can you just sit down for a second? I haven't started yet. Karen, can you just... Okay.
Go.
I need to tell you something, darling.
Okay.
You know the way we love each other immensely?
Yeah.
You know the way we want to spend the rest of our lives together? Our last
dying
breath?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know when you go out every now and again?
No, but yeah.
With the children. You know when you manage to get out... Well, I have to tell you, I have a little secret. I like to go upstairs. I have some clothes in a bag upstairs, a skirt, a top, you know, underwear, a bra, and some makeup. And I just like it. Now, there's nothing wrong. I promise you, I'm not gay or I'm not anything. I don't have a sexual fetish or it's not anything like that. You know, it's just or I'm not trans. It relieves my stress. I'm hoping you'll be okay with that.
Is there no other way you can relieve your stress?
I've tried alternative methods, let's just say, but it hasn't worked. I just find this is great. It's a great stress relief.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'll never do it in front of you.
Oh, even goodbye. Oh, I couldn't. I.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Just like that.
I just. It's too much.
Right.
I need a man.
Right. So as far as you're concerned, I'm a woman, you're a man. Get over it.
Yeah. The car's broken. Go and have a look under the engine. The get a ladder to do something. That's what I want. That's what I have. And I can't. I'm trying to picture my husband.
Go out and get a hammer and start hammering things.
Yeah.
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 It's very stereotypical, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, because we all, us men... We all do have our little bit of femininity as well.
Yeah, and that's okay.
A little bit of softness every now and again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's fine, but your man... Oh, look, for me personally, too far. No.
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 No. Now, look, maybe she likes the more feminine man, so maybe she would be okay with it, because he said in the email that he is a bit more feminine, and she's aware of that with his underwear. With his underwear choices. So, even that, oh my God.
his underwear. He likes to wear a thong, yeah.
I'm a woman and I don't like wearing a thong.
Does Roland wear a thong to work?
Oh my God, imagine he bent over.
I don't know. It wouldn't be very comfortable, would it?
Imagine a man on a building.
Or the when he has builder's bum, like, and he has a tongue on him. See, Caroline, Karen's getting a great kick out of this. I knew she would.
Do you know what? If my husband came and told me that, this is probably what my reaction would be.
Before you leave him.
Scenario. Before I leave him. I would just picture these different scenarios. And I wouldn't be able to keep it together.
See?
And would you definitely say to him, guy, gone, bye? Or would you give him a chance to kind of...
to get out of the habit?
Like, to get out of the habit or maybe explain a little bit more to you what he likes to do, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be interested. Kick the habit, get a nicotine patch first and...
For your stress. Go for a walk. Yeah.
Go for a walk, go to the gym or give Pam a visit. Any other way to relieve your stress.
And believe me, I get all that. But then I have to kind of say, and here we are, the very ones who tell men, oh, you need to get more in touch with your feminine side.
Yeah,
now, I don't mean going down the road of cross-dressing, but you need to soften up a bit. You need to be more aware of my feelings.
Yeah.
You need to take all this. And yet, if a guy comes to you with something that's a little bit off-center, we kind of go, oh, God, no, goodbye, good luck.
See, this is not sexual, Karen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's
He just, it relieves his stress and he believes it brings out his feminine side.
I'm finding it hard to get my head around how it relieves his stress. But anyway,
so am I.
There's nothing more stressful than trying to put on makeup and trying to do all that and get yourself ready to go out, you know?
Okay, well, hang on a second, both of you, because I have to go to a break. Karen, stay with me there as well. I think people are not happy with you now, Karen. The number's 087-188-0008. What would be unusual about that, one says to oneself. Here's a message.
Hi, Niall. This is Stephen here in West Cork. Just about the cross-dressing. A lot of men do that to relieve stress. It's a huge culture in Japan. I was in Japan. A lot of businessmen did it.
Whoa.
Because they could save face as a woman and they could do what they wanted as a woman.
Right.
Whereas if they did it as a businessman out there, people would know and they could lose their job if they're getting drunk and having arguments. But as a woman out there, life is much easier. So I know a lot of men who cross-dress as stress relief. So
do you?
You need to tell her.
I don't know anybody.
What are you going to do the next 40 years without telling her that you're a cross-dresser? He will get caught. So just tell her and see what happens.
Jeepers. You know a lot of men that do it. I don't know one single person that does it. Not one that does that. Well, they're not that they've admitted it to me. Maybe because it's me, they wouldn't admit it to me because they'd say, hey, he'll say it on the radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
How are you, Niall? Love the show. Listen, Niall, I almost wanted to say that to your partner there a couple of minutes ago.
Mm.
About your man.
Who?
Dressing up in the clothes.
Oh, him.
And
yeah.
About the relationship.
Yeah.
Listen. My partner, Eleanor, wouldn't have any problems if I started doing that.
Would you know?
All right, love the show and all. Can't come on. Cheers.
Aye. Have you ever thought about it? I'm curious now because you've said it. I wonder, have you ever thought about it? Richie says, by the way, his girlfriend's understandably ran a mile. The vast majority of women like masculine men and the vast majority of men like feminine women. But the media will amplify the voice of the noisy, tiny minority. That was a bit of a mouthful to get out. Karen, stay with me there for a second. Let me go to Pam. Mm-hmm. Pam, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Pam?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Pam.
Yes, dee-dee-dee, howdy-doodies. Can I speak to the radio presenter, please? Is that you, Niall?
Hold on, I've got to put you to him now. Hang on.
Hang on there, Mary Mop. Get on the line there now, buddy.
Hang on. Pam, I'm going to put you to the radio presenter. Will you wait for a second? I'm going to put you to the radio presenter, please. I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for remaining on hold on the Niall Boylan Show. Yeah, sorry, Pam, go ahead.
Listen, look, the thing is, I get the feeling that you're a little bit black and white with the stereotypical relationship type model around women, men, families, 2.4 dogs, kids, babies, grandkids, blah, blah, blah.
Half a television set, yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know, do you have a colour TV now?
I do.
Oh, well, come into the future now, buddy, because relationships are not stereotypical anymore. You're in a box and you're putting people in boxes.
No, I'm not talking about sexuality. Now, hang on, Pam, don't confuse this with sexuality.
No, let me hear. No, you're crossing over my point. Let me hear that.
Okay.
I'm not crossing it over with sexuality.
Karen is just waiting to jump in here, but go on.
No, I'm not crossing it over with sexuality. fussing over sexuality at all. It's not anything to do with that. It's just the emphasis on people's individuality is so different to what it used to be, rather than sexual. So people who cross-dress, it's part of their individuality and their identity. It doesn't mean they're different or wrong. It's just...
I never said they were.
Yes.
I never said the word, Pam. The point I made was, as far as I can see, and from the text we're getting in today, the majority of women will run. The man is asking for advice. Should he tell her? I mean, realistically, based on the text I can see today, I would say to him, no, you probably shouldn't, because if you want to lose her, that's the best way to do it, if you tell her this.
Yeah, but if she is who she says she is, and she accepts him for who he is, then she's got the problem, not him.
Okay, well, let me just put that to Karen. Karen, if, you know, your husband said to you tonight, I secretly dress up, you're the one with the problem if you run a mile, if you can't accept him for what he is.
I suppose I have my idea of how I picture how my relationship would work. So something that's a bit too far for me, I'm not prepared to just accept it. If that's you, that's fine, but I'm not comfortable with it.
What part of you is not comfortable with that? What part makes you feel uncomfortable about that?
It's just, I like your typical, stereotypical masculine man.
And the idea of my husband...
A hairy back? Did you say a hairy back?
Don't get away with yourself. Oh, that's the most disgusting thing in the world, the big hairy back.
Oh, I hate hairy backs.
Oh, come on.
No, I didn't say anything about hairy back. But I like a man's man. And the idea of my husband prancing around in women's clothes does not do it for me. So if you're going to talk about it, but if you're going to bring sexuality into it, I don't find that sexually appealing. If anything, I find it a turn off.
Yeah, but he's your husband. You married him.
Yeah. But obviously I would have been blindsided if I went into a relationship and this was something that hadn't been disclosed to me. I went into a relationship, you know, without the honesty. Be honest
yeah,
about
maybe it. Maybe he wants to really devote on you and he really, really loves you and he wants you to accept him, but he feels that if he doesn't say this part of him, whether it's sexual or not, it is part of this person and it's part of who they are.
But if you're going to commit to somebody in a serious relationship, you need to be open and honest and let that person, the other party, choose, is this something I can accept or not? For me, it's not something I could accept. But for other women, maybe they will be fine with it.
It does seem, Pam, and okay, that's a fair point. For other women, they may be fine. Karen just said she wouldn't be fine with it. But it does seem from the texts that I'm getting in and the vast majority of texts, there are some with opinions similar to yourself, but the vast majority of texts, women are saying, I wouldn't accept it. He even says in his own email, the last two girlfriends he has done a runner when he told them. So it does seem inbuilt in many women that the relationship they want to have in a heterosexual relationship is they want a masculine man.
Heterosexual relationship, but he just cross dresses.
When he cross dresses, women see that as a sign that he's not as masculine as they thought he was because he's exposing his feminine side.
That's okay, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not suggesting every man has a feminine side to some degree, and that's exposed every now and again within men. But for the majority of time, most men would be masculine, and most women would be feminine. I'm attracted to a feminine woman. Obviously, my wife is feminine.
No, but that's not the way society is anymore.
Hang on. No, that's your view of the way society is. My view of the way society is very different to yours.
Yeah, look, I'm 42. I'm single 6 years. I live on my own. I foster dogs and I blah, blah, blah. And I've got everything myself.
Yeah.
I don't need a man with a hairy back.
I didn't. I see you're exaggerating it. I'm not saying men have to have hairy backs.
I don't need a man with a hairy back to change my life, Bob. I can do it myself. I can mow my lawn. I can cut my fence. I can cut my trees. I can do whatever, change the tires, blah, blah, blah. I don't need a masculine man to do something that I can do myself that a feminine woman can do. Society has changed. Social entities at large have changed vastly. Men dress as women dress as men.
Society hasn't. No, hang on. With the greatest respect, society really hasn't changed. Because what we hear about is, because nowadays social media, we hear everything. We hear all this noise and we hear all these stories. Realistically, these situations that you talk about in society changing are only a small amount of people, are only a small amount of stories.
I will bash that right to the back of your back door. That is wrong. That is not fact.
Primarily, women are still feminine and men are still masculine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, in a stereotypical entity.
No, not in a stereotypical entity. That's just biology. Because men carry more testosterone than women.
True. But in society at large, like social outlets, everywhere you go in cities, everywhere. It's everywhere. People dress.
What's everywhere?
Men dress like women. Women dress like men.
I don't see it everywhere.
Where do you go?
I see it. I have no objection to it. And I see it. But I don't see it everywhere.
I see it every day.
Do you? Karen, do you see it every day?
I've maybe seen it once or twice and I've been a bit like, oh, I have to do a double take. And that's fine. If that's your thing, go for it. I just, there's nothing my husband does around the house that I can't do. It's just that we choose for him to take that typical masculine role and I take the typical stay-at-home wife role. And we're very happy with that. That's not for everything and I completely get that. But the same way, if my husband was to turn around and say, I like to cross-dress, that's not for me. If it's for you, that's fine. I can't accept that. I'm not comfortable with it. And I think a lot of women would feel that way.
I don't think so. You're putting everybody in one bracket there. You're putting
no, she's not. She said, no, she said a lot of women.
Okay, a lot.
Not so all.
Let's give you a story. I have a friend called Ray, okay? Ray is a masculine man. He wears a stereotypical boots. He's got the paint of his pants. He's got, I don't know if he has a hairy back. I don't want to see his back, okay? Anyway, let's say, and Ray says, look, he talks to me about things, that and the other, blah, 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 blah. And I'm a kind of an extroverted kind of person, so...
I can tell, Pam. I can tell.
Anything kind of goes. You know, I don't really give a shit. If you want to have orange hair and wear a thing in your nose like a fucking horse... I don't
watch the language, Pam. Middle of the day,
oh,
please.
Sorry. So... Ray comes to me the other night and he says, woo, I see this guy, blah, blah, blah. He's wearing a thing. And I said, what do you mean a thing? I said, can you not even say it? He said, he was dressed like a woman. You know, I could actually see his hair kind of getting a bit edgy, like on the back of his neck. I said, what is wrong with that for you? And he goes, what comes up in you? That's like, why can't you just let them be who they are?
But by the way, Pam, here's the thing, right? If this guy met the girl and he was dressed like a woman when he met her in a bar, right? Let's say, and she accepted that from the word go. I have no issue with that. But this is a secret he's had, and he hasn't told her about it up to now, and might not be something that she's interested in. Isn't that the point?
Well, that is the point. So then maybe for that woman isn't for him. Maybe he needs to go and find somebody else that will accept him for who he truly is, wearing a pink dress, wearing red shoes, and wearing a top, whether he wants to do it the reverse way, whatever.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.